Every single woman, without exception, that I talked to said she faked it some of the time, and the majority said they faked it every single time they made love.
How do you like them apples?
I was married for 8 years, and I never had an orgasm. Well, I faked it every time with my husband.
Well, we can go into in-depth, but I think before we get too in-depth, we ought to say, once again, Nora, that it is a family show.
This is a marriage manual. We're talking about married folk like
right,
you.
Right,
me.
I understand. But, you know, there may be a kid or two listening, so we don't like to say the O word. When you achieve your bliss, we like to say it's just a glorious... So you say there's a lot of Shangri-La faking going on.
I get you. I'm picking up on it now. Yes, all women fake Shangri-La. Men don't, but women do. And I've come up with a technique, a positive, foolproof, money-back guarantee technique that every time a husband makes love to his wife, the top of her head will come off.
Holy.
Okay? Let me ask you a question, okay? This is very personal. Now, you're married.
Yes.
And you make love to your wife once a week, twice a week, three times a week, whatever it is, okay? Can you imagine, now this is going to rock you, can you imagine going 6 months, now that's not an enormous amount of time, right? Making love to your wife once or twice a week, whatever, and never reaching Shangri-La? Can you imagine that?
6 months?
Yes. Six weeks?
No, I couldn't manage that, no.
Okay, all right. You know there are women that are married for 5 years, 10 years, 27 years, and they make love with their husbands once, twice a week, and they never reach Shangri-La? They fake it all of their lives? I mean, I've talked to women that have been married 40 years and have never had Shangri-La.
Well, let me ask you a question. Could that be attributable to the fact
that men don't know how to make love? Yes.
Well, no, a lot of guys, I've been encouraging them to show their enthusiasm.
Yes.
That during making love, a lot of guys will say, who's your daddy? 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 Do you find that a distraction to Shangri-La?
No. If the man knows what to do, if the man learns the technique, he would have her in Shangri-La in 5 minutes.
Whether or not he screamed, who is your daddy?
Well, that has nothing to do with it. I mean, if she's having Shangri-La, what I don't care what she's saying or what he's saying. It makes no difference. As long as she's having this incredible pleasure, I mean, why do we care what she's saying? I find it sort of exciting.
Oh, to hear a little something like
yeah,
that. So, all right, guys, you see that? Here's the expert saying, so continue with the who's your daddy, who's your daddy? So,
but you got to be doing something right while you're saying that. You
right.
just can't be saying that and doing the Big Bang Theory.
Right.
You know, that's not the explosion of the universe. That's guys that don't know how to make love.
I understand.
Okay?
Well, all right. I guess, but it takes a lot of time, I guess, then. You really have
no,
to...
No, it doesn't. You see, this is the silly part of it. Guys think it takes 45 minutes to make love or an hour. They say, man, am I a great lover? I can go for 2 hours. If a guy doesn't know what he's doing, he could do it for 8 hours, and the woman is going to get no satisfaction. See, that's why women fake it. First of all, after 45 minutes, it's boring. A woman knows she's not going to reach Shangri-La, right? It's not comfortable. It starts to hurt, so she'll do anything to get it over with, so she's going to fake it. That's why women fake it.
So that if you know what you're doing, you can still...
In 5 minutes,
you can still like, yeah!
In 5 minutes, the top of the woman's head will come off.
And then
the man knows what he's doing. But guys don't know how to make love. And how... Did your daddy teach you how to make love?
No, actually...
You know he didn't.
Well, he showed me some hideous sights in my childhood, but...
And your teacher at school didn't teach you how to make love. So how did you learn? You learned from Playboy and Penthouse and your friends on the street who know less than you do. So it's no wonder guys don't know how to make love. You want to know why a man has no trouble reaching Shangri-La and a woman does?
Why?
Physiologically, a man's sex organs, for the most part, are on the outside of his body. A woman's sex organs, for the most part, are on the inside of her body. So what feels great to a guy, just doing what comes naturally, doesn't feel good to his wife. You know, and it's not difficult arousing a woman. We are very sexy creatures, just like our husbands. But when we come to what I call the main event, then all the feeling goes out the window because men are inept. They don't know how to make love because it feels so great to them doing what I call the Big Bang Theory. Doing that, they don't realize it doesn't feel the same for the woman.
How
and
do
it
you
doesn't.
Like
it feels if it, it's ridiculous because men don't have a technique.
You hear that, big fella? Lady says you don't know what you're doing. You're just in there rotting away, and all you worry about is yourself. Don't you whimper in front of me now. Don't you let me down there. You're going to learn something this morning. That's right. Oh, let off a little steam, son. Let off a little steam, because we're going to be needing you. We have Nora Hayden with us this morning. She wrote the book, How to Satisfy a Woman Every Time. And you're welcome to call up at 4321-101 or 1-800-53-DC-101, and we'll discuss the
particular. Can we hear from some women? I want to hear from telling the truth about how women fake it. You know, I know you don't believe that all women fake it. I bet you. Do you believe that? Tell the truth, Grease Man.
I don't believe that all women fake
it. Okay, I want to hear it from your listeners out there, your women, to tell the truth anonymously. See, they can say it anonymously if their husbands aren't listening. I mean, the whole reason for faking it is to make their guy feel like he's a tiger. Because we love our guys, and men are very fragile this department. Woo!
Well, stand by. We're gonna research this, so it's gonna be a good morning. So stand by.
Hear it.
Are you on the line, my dear?
Yes, I am.
Can you speak up a whole lot loud? You got to talk a lot. You got to really yell into that phone. What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you agree with the lady?
No, I do not.
Is your husband listening?
No. That's
the
radio. I'll tape it for him, though.
So you achieve a Shangri-La each and every time?
Each and every time.
And is that due to your own manipulation, or is that because of your husband's proficiency?
That's because of my husband.
Well, how do you like that? Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Thank you. 101, hi. Grease in charge. You got a question for Nora? Breaker, breaker, 101. Good morning.
Yeah, Grease.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I just didn't agree with the way that... you're lumping all men, saying men don't know how to make love. I think that maybe there's a percentage, maybe 60% might be out there a little bit thoughtless, but I think for the most part, it's up to the woman to tell her man, this is...
Yeah, but women don't know any more than men do. I'm not trying to put men down. I'm saying that men are inept and women are ignorant. I mean, the reason I faked it for 8 years is because my husband didn't know how to make love, and I didn't know what to tell him to do. I mean, that's the whole problem. I thought there was something the matter with me. I thought I was a frigid woman because he obviously had Shangri-La every single time we made love, and I didn't. So obviously in my mind, there was something the matter with me.
I understand now.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. You're not an angry woman, are you?
Oh, God, no. I love men. Are you kidding?
Okay.
And I can't blame men because where would a man learn and where would women learn?
All right. That's
the whole problem.
Let's find out more. I got to let the news crew in here, and we'll be right back with more from the lady that wrote the book, How to Satisfy a Woman Every Time.